Welcome. What did we say?
No scripts. Remember, we're winging it. Okay. Welcome to our podcast. I'm Nas.
And I'm Hunter. Hi, you guys.
Hi, y'all.
I'm Hunter.
And I am Nas.
And this is our podcast.
Where we talk about everything under the sun.
And crash out about it.
In a queenie way, of course.
Therefore, the crash out queens. Yes, we're the crash out queens. I just feel like it's long overdue, don't you? I feel like we should have started a podcast a long time ago.
We've been talking about it for a while, but we were procrastinating because, for one...
Just stuff. Yeah. But we are here because we never shut the fuck up talking to each other. So let's let everyone
Yes.
We do have a topic today, which we are excited to introduce. Today's topic is friendship.
Yes. All kinds of friendships, long-term friendships, short-term, like...
Friends in general, yes. What goes on throughout the friendship. So I think a nice way to open the topic is to talk about how we met and how we became the crash out queens and best bitches.
Yes.
So one day in the spring, I guess, I... sauntered my way up to the door of Baldwin Beauty School in Austin, Texas.
Oh my God.
And I sat down and I had my extensions in and I was in the front row.
You did. And you had on that.
Everybody thought I was a wig.
I didn't. I thought that was your real hair.
Everybody thought that my black extensions, my mullet extensions, maybe I'll put a picture somewhere, but was a wig. And, you know, thank you.
No, I thought that was your real hair. I was like, ain't no way you cut the side of your hair that short.
And then left it long. I had 22 inch extensions.
I don't remember if I ever seen a mullet before that.
Period. You know, putting these bitches on. I walked in with my other previous friend, and we sat down. And there was a lot of us in the classroom, and there were a couple girls that I'm always on the scope for real for just pretty. Period. Pretty in general. Pretty shoes. Listen. Pretty things. Pretty girls. Pretty boys. Everything. So we're looking around the room. Me and my friend. And we lay our eyes upon Nausea. I'm just kidding. The beautiful Nausiera. And I feel like it was just, we definitely blossomed from there. We had to go through, like, traumatizing experiences together in hair school. How do you remember it? How do you remember
I hated hair school. I remember it the same. Literally, we both. Went in. I feel like I automatically, like, I don't want to say I was drawn to you because that's a little much.
There was definitely like another party too, like another person that like was in like the clique that we had. So yeah, we'll get into that.
I know, 100%. No, but I just felt like the second I even seen both of y'all, like, I could already peep, like, the best friend energy. I was in there by myself, and I was just like,
was
I
want to be.
Yes, it definitely gave duo. So I was like, I like that.
Period. I love that. No, yes. And I just remember, literally, that we were, we had to do, like, our first couple of days, we had to, we were doing shit on the mannequin. And we were playing music, and we were bumping all the same music.
Yes.
We were talking about things. Like,
and we just related to so much, honestly.
We were agreeing with each other when, like, you know, in terms of, like, if this side of the classroom was on this side of a debate and we were on this side, it was always, like, you know, we were just stuck. But, yeah, then we went from there. We all lived really close to each other. This is my neighbor currently.
Literally, we just always lived so close to each other, surprisingly.
And it's just been so fun getting to experience. And, like, we are, like the girls. So, like, getting to experience, like, each other's, like, fashion. And we each have a different skill set, which is so fun.
That is true. I feel like we both bring a lot to the table.
It's definitely a lot of fun to be able to, like, girl, I need this, and oh, I need your help, and oh, da da da, and we gotta do this, and I need this outfit, whatever. But it's definitely fun. So, yeah, that's a little bit about us and how we met. The first little topic today.
Yes, the first topic is going to be bill splitting.
Splitting the bill.
I feel like that's a good little icebreaker starter. Yeah. Like, bill splitting. Like, friends do that. You go out with your girls. And
or they don't.
Yeah, I don't.
That's different.
You know.
How do you feel? What's your take? Okay, so say it's like four of your friends, right? And you go out and you have two drinks. Stacy has one drink. Becky has none. And Lane has seven. Oh. And y'all each, you know, all of a sudden, one of them, probably Lane, is like, let's just split it four ways. Let's just split it four ways. How do you go about that? What is your take on that?
I feel like that's like that example is crazy. One girl had nothing.
She didn't want to drink.
One girl had seven.
That was a boy.
Well, we all the girls. The point is that that scenario was just like crazy. And if I was to use that, I would say back in the day. In the position I was in, but hell no. Lane, Lenore, whatever your name is, you got those seven drinks. I'm not splitting the bill with someone who had seven cocktails when you know the cocktails already range from $14 to $15. So and knowing if I had zero,
so
let alone if I even had two.
So you're splitting it your way. Everybody pays their way.
Back in the day.
So what's happening?
No, but today? Still, I feel like that scenario was just crazy. I feel like on a regular day, if we just go out and we have dinner, let's just split the bill. Like, it's no need for all that. We got appetizers. We all got an entree. Just split
I'm
the
tasting
bill.
Yours. You're eating.
You know
mine.
What I mean? Like split the bill.
Like, okay.
Even back in the day, if we just had a regular dinner. Just split the bill. I mean, I obviously probably didn't really get that concept for real, but.
Fair.
Now I'm just a split the bill kind of person, but like it, like the fact that you said that goes along with it. Got to be the scenario, baby. You can't have got 13, 24 things, and I got three.
You got the lobster and the steak, and I'm over here eating breadsticks,
filet mignon, and we end up splitting the bill.
No,
and you got seven Sauvignon Blanc. like no, it definitely depends on the scenario for sure.
Okay.
And when I say split the bill, I mean literally
split the bill.
Split the bill. And honestly,
in total,
it really depends on how much it is, because I'm really not even with splitting.
So
the
you're
bill.
A very much scenario it, type of person.
Definitely 100%. Because if the bill altogether is $80, somebody better take that and I'll cash app you.
Do you think? Do you think that like while it's a scenario type of person, do you think that it's like a person type of person thing? Like, do you think that you can like? Do you think that there's like an unforsaken rule? Like me and my best friend from back home, Kylie. Speaking of friendships, Kylie, I love you. me and my best friend from back home, when we go out most of the time, even when we were in high school, like we'd skip school to go to Starbucks. We listen and we don't judge. We'd skip school to go to Starbucks, and like somebody would send me some money and then I'd pay for it, and then the next time we'd go she would pay for it, and it didn't matter like if it was like $10. Okay, so I don't know, I just feel like that was different. That was my friend. There we go with the scenarios. That
no,
was
but
different,
that's what I'm
but it could be
$2,
it could be $20. If you go at this time it was $2, I'm gonna still get it next time.
It means you go to 888 like, right now and go get some food. Like I know how much 888 is. Like I got this right now.
Swipe
right, and if we go somewhere else, like, you got that, like,
period.
It really depends on it also depends on the place.
Yes.
Like
if you're taking me to, like, Paris.
No, like, at that point, yeah, I do understand. And, you know, it still do depend, because I went out the other day and I had an expensive meal and my check really wasn't even that big. So, again, if I go out to an expensive place and the check isn't that big, one of us better have it. If I have to take it, then I'll take it.
If that's what it is.
That's okay.
You
but
know what
someone
would low-key
better take
piss
it.
Me off?
Because I really, I don't like splitting the bill all the time. I like splitting it here and there, but I really like, I don't like, and I honestly I like always ask the server, please, can y'all do that? When y'all go out, can you ask the server what they prefer? Because when you tipping them on card, taxes is. Come out. When you tipping them in cash, you know, nothing come out. It depends on a tip pool. It depends on whether they taking that home. Just ask.
What is easiest for the server that is going
to
be Because
if you want me to split it four ways and you get more in tip, then baby, I'll split it four ways. If you want me to do it one time, I do it. Just, you know, let me know. Dude,
make it easy. No, what would piss me off low-key is I see it on TikTok, and they'll have like a game on their phone or something, and like whosoever finger it lands on is who pays the bill. Low-key, that would piss me off, because bitch, I do not want to lose that motherfucking game.
I definitely wouldn't want to lose the game, but if I did lose the game,
I don't want to stop it. I play again.
But this is another thing. I don't really like stuff like that, because let me lose the game more than one time in a row, and baby, the game is done. We're not playing the game anymore.
Ever again. I'm done playing
this game. Because I really don't even like stuff like that to begin with. Like, ain't nobody about to play no game. And, oh, you're paying this time. Oh, you know, no. If I paid this time, I paid this time. You're paying next time. I'm not playing the game next time. That's what it is. We're not playing no game on who's and no. If I paid this time, you're going to pay next time.
No, you like
it. Like, that's just what it is. Or we won't be going out no more.
Period. And if I peep that.
Just know when you don't see me out and you wondering why I'm not calling you, you see my story.
Hang it up. Flat screen. No. Anyways.
Okay, but yeah.
So, yeah. That's.
Did you say how you felt about being splitting?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we set our scenarios, and you know what I mean? Like, I used Kylie as my example.
Okay.
So.
Well, I feel like that's
that on that. If, right. I mean, like, but about you, if you're a friend out there and you want to take us out and you want to cover the bill, I'll give you a hotline.
You know what? But before we actually do move on, I have one more thing to say. This is another thing about if one person is taking it and I'm sending money, please don't be one of those. If my thing was $28 and you're like, send me $31 after tax or send me... I'm not with all that.
So take what you get, nonsense. I'm not.
If you really my girl, I'm obviously send.
We're gonna send you what's right, but like, already. Do not be penny pinching me.
If one day I'm just, you know, forget the actual price and I send you $2 short, and you really my girl and you can't cover $2, I don't think you my girl. Like, I don't think you my girl. I just had to say that because back in the day, you know, when we was penny pinching, you know, the girlies was like that back in the day.
Yeah, you know. And like,
girl, I sent you the $28 because I don't have the extra $2. Like, I mean, and now the fact
that God, no. I remember one time this girl, speaking of splitting the bill, she ordered food. It was the stylist at the salon that I worked at. And she... was ordering this place, whatever, to get delivered, and I ordered French fries, which on the menu was like maybe like $5 most. I want to say like $4.25, anywhere from $3 to $5. Anyways, so I'm like, here, girl, here's the money. I sent it to you. She's like, she literally asked me a dollar amount. She's like, where's the other $7? I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, for the delivery fee. You mean you ordered for this shit for everybody and you asking me for the delivery fee and I got French fries, you trick ass? What? I remember you, bitch. I remember you.
No, don't let nobody ever tell me that, because I promise you, one, I'm not sending it, and two, I'll never
ask. No, I didn't send it to her. I didn't send it to her. I was like, girl. I'm trying to not say her name.
Girl. I would have said it.
Girl, if I only order French fries, which was X amount on the menu, I'm not sending you.
I wouldn't have sent it.
I'm not sending you an extra $7. It was literally the whole price of like another French fry. And I'm like, absolutely not. Go get the girls with the chicken sandwiches and the burgers and the milkshakes and all that.
DoorDash ain't even giving their people $7 for the delivery.
Exactly. And she wanted. And then you better go ask the rest of them hoes for the tip, because I can't imagine if you penny pinching me what you tipped them. If, anyways. That's my closing. I feel like we're good. That got me heated. I gotta move on because I forgot about that. Anyways.
Okay.
Next.
Living with your friends. I feel like you should start on that because I ain't never lived with my friend.
You've never lived with your friend?
Fuck no.
You've never lived with your friend? Yes, you have.
I ain't fucking never lived with no motherfucking friend. I live with my family member.
No, you live with your friend.
Who?
You live with... You remember what all... That counts.
I did, okay, stay. Now listen.
Maybe an extended stay.
I did live... Actually, thank you. Let's correct that. My friend lived with me in this little ghetto apartment that I had
for
a couple months.
Okay, that's
so it really wasn't even living. And another thing, too, it really wasn't living because she had a home and she was asking to come over to my place every day. Some days she would spend the night, some days she wasn't. Then, am I putting business out? If I say, she ended up running away and then she lived with me.
It's okay.
So. That's what happened. It was a couple months. I did live with my friend. I'm going to be honest. Okay, fine. You want me to start? Is that what he said that? Because if that's what you wanted, I would have just did that.
No, I'm just saying, like, I would consider that living with somebody, like, an extended stay. Like, if you're with me for more than 15 days at the point.
Okay, you're right. Actually, you're right. I can speak on that subject. Because I will. You go ahead and start, and I'll go ahead and...
The first roommate I ever had started beautifully and ended in us getting in a physical altercation on Halloween.
Oh my God.
Should I get into it?
I mean, get into it. You started.
Beautiful.
Might as well finish.
She was so fun. Yes, she. If we're airing everybody out, you know. Your friend ran away, and my friend was, you know, she was a female. She was a trans female. And, you know, so I feel like being in the same community not at first, but LGBTQIA+, you know, the whole community. I think that, and, you know, we had our other friends. We had our other friends that lived.
You don't have to say that. She was shaking.
It's okay. God forbid the camera shakes. That's the worst thing. That's the best thing that could happen during this podcast. We were living together, and our other two friends that were also gay were, like, a couple buildings away from us, kind of like we are now. Yeah. So it was fun. It was two friends over there, two friends over here. We had two-story apartments, whatever. It was so much fun. But, yeah, we lived. It was so fun and so creative at first. And then literally one night, how it went, we were out for Halloween, and she was shit-face fucking drunk. Like, shit-face. She literally went to go... the party that we were at in their apartment, their TV was mounted, and she went to go rip it off. And she, like, yeah. And I'm 6'1". She's taller than me. So, like, you know, like, there's some force behind that. And it was... Yeah, so then we were like, okay, girl, you gotta go. So me and the friend, and mind you, I'm the newest one out of the group. Like, these people have been friends for, like, since high school, whatever. And I've been friends with them for a couple years at this point. Maybe, like, 3, you know. But I'm, like, I've been around, you know what I mean? But I'm still, you know. I'm one of the girls. We be hanging out. I spent the night, you spent the night, da 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 da. So, yeah, we're trying to get her out. And after she's already tried to rip the TV off, and then she's yelling at people. And so we get her out, and then we go. She literally, it's a hallway that we're in. She literally grabs me by my hair and, like, tries to drag me down the hallway. And then she literally, like, picks me up. I run downstairs because, like, bitch, you're my friend. My first instinct is not to fight you. I'm like, bitch, what the fuck? So I go downstairs, and she comes downstairs, and she keeps trying to fight me. You know, she, like, hit my, like, jaw. It really pissed me off because, like, and then at that point, that's when I just got pissed off. And everybody's trying to get her, which, you know, I understand that because she is the problem, but, like, nobody was on my side trying to help me. So
listen, I don't want to interrupt you, but all of them people, bitch, I'm beating all y'all ass because none of y'all are my friend.
That's how I feel.
Yo, big ass, I don't give a fuck. Listen, no. I want to beat y'all. I don't give a fuck if we were friends for 10 years. Bitch, if you think you're going to put your hands on me, bitch, we not friends at all. And, bitch, I am going.
Ooh. No, let me tell you. So this is mean, but me in my fit of rage, she was Britney Spears for Halloween, and she had 2 clip-on pigtails.
Oh,
so
no.
Me walked up to her, ripped them bitches off, and went bop, bop, across her head, and she turned around because she was on the floor at that point because all her friends were going. And then I was like, I'm good. Like, that's all I needed to do. Then these stupid fucking frat boys, we were like college. And these super frat boys were up on the, like, roof, and they're like, oh, you got your ass beat, you got your ass beat. I was like, bitch, shut the fuck up and come down here. Like, come on. Like, I'm already on that.
Bitch, because
like,
what you mean I got my ass beat?
Run it. I want that.
I'll show you.
But, yeah, so that was fun, living with my friend. And then later in, like, life, like, I met a friend while I lived in that same department. So much fun. Love that bitch. And we then moved, like, to a different city together, not anything far, but we moved from that city to to Austin, and we lived together in this janky ass apartment. I think we can both look back and say that it was like fucking horrible, but it was like out, and we were, you know, it was a bigger city, more opportunities to be more bad bitches and whatever. So that was so fun. And then we lived together, and then we moved out. I had my own apartment after that. I've lived by myself ever since. But living with another member of the community, a girl, if you will, it just, like, drew so much inspiration. And I feel like I wouldn't have it any other way, except for I wish we would have never gotten a fight. I did make up with my first roommate, and we saw each other out, and she just looked at me and, like, cried. And I was like, girl, please spare it. It's fine. Like, please leave me alone. Like, I just, like, but there's, listen. I don't keep anybody around for nothing. So there's benefits. And I'll say that about a friendship.
I feel like I can't keep no one around like that because of, I'm an Aries.
And I'm a Taurus.
I think that's all that I need to say.
I don't know
say.
What that needs, cause bitch, what that entails.
If I, ooh, you know what?
What were we talking about? We're talking about living with friends. Yeah. Yes, but did you have anything else to say?
I'm not really gonna touch base on like what happened during the living experience. Like, nothing really happened. It was cool, peaches and cream.
No, I feel like the living experience
says I don't have a problem like with living with.
Could you live with a friend today?
It depends on the friend.
Do you think we could live together?
Me and you?
I think we'd argue. I don't think we could live together. I think it'd need to be a big apartment.
It would have to be a house. Like, I would need my own wing. And you would need your own wing.
But I think we could agree like, when I say this, this is like not ideal, but like I'm saying in a world where it's like just me and you, you know what I mean? Like
a world where like we're the last two people on earth.
No. Like it's just like, like we're just like, it's like only me and you. You know what I mean? Like, say,
oh, like I'm not in a relationship.
Yeah. You're not in a relationship. Like, you know what I mean? We don't have any animals. Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it could be
that.
Yeah,
I know, 100%.
That's what I say when I think of that.
If I wasn't in a relationship, we wouldn't 100% be able to live together.
I think it's like a 60 to 75%.
45, 30%. I feel like
I think I could live with you. I think we'd argue.
I think we would 25%. And the reason I say that is because I would still have dogs.
Absolutely not. Yeah. That man, like 25%.
No, like I would still have
25%.
So yeah.
Well, if I
would still have an animal. It probably wouldn't be a dog.
Okay, no, but like if we could agree on like a dog, then I would be fine with that. Like if it's, I know that's really selfish of me, but like if it's like this is like ideal situations. Like we literally have a mansion. It's me and you.
I don't know, for
literally
sure.
Like when I say wing, I mean wing.
Wing.
Like, you know, like, you know, I think if we could agree on, like, a breed and, like, a species
but
or whatever.
But this is obviously in a different, like, reality. Like.
Yes, absolutely. But, you know, that's the reality I think it.
Yeah, that would be like, some
I think it'd be a forever sleepover. Stuff. Yeah, that'd be really fun. In Mykonos.
But, no, yeah, I don't have a problem, like, living with friends. As of right now, like, me being in a relationship.
You already live with your friend.
Dogs, like, I already live with
You live with three friends.
So... Yeah, no, like, I grew up with six siblings, so I like my space, I like being alone.
Your
like,
time.
I don't, yeah.
That's crazy, so I only had one sibling.
Yeah, no, I like my space. I like my time. I don't like
something going. And then when she was like four, I ran away.
You know, my biggest problem, which is so crazy, is something going missing. And I'm like, somebody took my, where's my stuff? I automatically think somebody took my stuff because, like, that's what will always happen back in the day. Like, something would go missing, and it's because, like, one of my siblings took it. And for months and months and months, I wouldn't find out till later. And nowadays, it's just because I put it somewhere and forgot.
Okay, fair. Fair, you know.
But that's that about living with your friend.
Okay. Okay. Next, we are going to talk about borrowing clothes.
I love a good archive.
Okay, fair. I do agree. This is not to stroke my ego, but I feel like I am the loner. Like, it's not that often that I find myself borrowing something from someone, so my point of view on this is a little different.
Them silver shoes at the top of your closet.
I mean, yes. I said it's not often. I didn't say so never.
The
never
reason it's not never. Often is because, bitch, who else do you hang out with besides me?
I mean, you know, no.
And Kanisha.
And no, I mean, so yeah, well, no, but I mean for like all my friendships, past and present, like I've always been this person. There's one friend that stole my clothes. Don't think I don't know about you, bitch. And if you know, if you're listening to this, because I know you are, and I know that
just name drop.
You keep tabs on me.
Bitch, we gonna bind you, hoe, and don't let me catch you at
okay,
the
shows. Rudy, I remember you stole my clothes. That's why I stopped being your friend.
Yeah, and don't let me catch you.
Don't let me catch you, for real. Cause I got a couple.
Cause whatever you got on,
I got a couple. Ooh. Mine. And you know what? Speaking of friends,
and don't let it
be. I be putting bitches on. Like, I put bitches on. I'm the loner because I have the clothes that they want. Like, I just that's not meant to. Like I said, not to stroke my ego, but like, and I mean, I do have your shoes in my closet, like you said.
You know.
But like, you know, have you ever been in a situation where you haven't gotten anything back, or like, has anybody checked you?
I have definitely been in a situation where I haven't got things back. Like, I've been in a situation where someone swore up and down that they didn't have something when I know for a fact, like, you were the last motherfucker in my shit. That's not what made me, like, be the way that I am with clothes, but I have gotten into it with someone about borrowing clothes. Like, we got into it, we ended up going our own ways, and they was being real weird about all the clothes that, you know, I had, and after that, like, any clothes that I have now, like, I'll borrow some clothes. Like, I love borrowing some clothes. Like, I love wearing a vintage set or something nice for the free ski, but I'm giving it back. Like,
no,
like I already said,
I will say I'm that kind of girl that's like, oh, like you're gonna fuck, give my shit back. Like, you're gonna fuck with me, give me my shit back.
See, and it wasn't, but if I'm remembering correctly, it wasn't even on no borrowing shit. It was on some. Here, I'm not tripping about this. Oh, no, girl.
Oh, no. If I give it to you, I give it to you.
And then when it was, like, over, it was on some, I need this, this, and this, and this.
Oh, absolutely.
So then at that point. And then when I had asked for something back, like, they was taking their precious time on giving it to me, but was, like, rushing me to give me their stuff back. So at that point.
No.
Like, I'll borrow something for sure. Like, I'll borrow it real motherfucking quick. But just know, like, the next day, like, you gonna get it back.
Yes.
Or the day
and
after.
It's not gonna stink.
Yeah.
I've gotten clothes back and they've stunk.
I've never in my life.
And that's,
I don't,
like, girl,
I don't hang out with stinky people. I'm not saying that
I don't
you
think
hang
I did either.
People, but I've never ever gotten anything back that stinks. Okay, wait. Wait, no, I don't even need to say this. But I have gotten stuff back that has been stained up real motherfucking weird. And
oh,
I'm
that,
like,
would piss me off.
Oh, no, I don't even know if I'm comfortable even wearing this no more because
why is that stained right there?
And what is that? No.
No, but I feel like all in all, like, borrowing clothes is, like, literally crucial, essential, and beneficial 110% to a friendship.
Another thing, too, is you that really gotta be your girl. Don't be borrowing clothes from someone.
Don't be asking nobody.
And,
like, anybody,
you know, there's
like,
already,
weird.
Like, we're, and they already giving you, like, we're like,
don't
oh, I need that, I need, yeah, don't touch my stuff kind of vibes. Like, not saying if they're an only child, but if they're already used to, like, not getting their shit fucked with and stuff like that, then I just really
maybe they're
wouldn't,
not the one to fuck
yeah, with. I just really wouldn't even put yourself in a predicament to even, like, fuck with y'all friendship, because I'm telling y'all, like, shit like that. I mean, maybe y'all wasn't meant to be friends anyways, but the point is, like, you know, if they're already giving off that type of vibe, don't be borrowing nothing. It's not that serious. Just go buy it on your own. Like, if it's not meant for you, then I guess it just wasn't meant for you.
No,
and that's really just
it was meant for me. That's why it's in my closet. Yeah.
And that's really just that about the borrowing clothes.
That's that on that.
Yeah. That's really just
so
that.
Next is toxic friendships. Are you a toxic friend? Have you dealt with a toxic friend? What are you?
I used to be in a toxic friendship. Like, we was both toxic, but at the time, like. Bitch, we was blind. We was delusional. We obviously didn't see that.
You just didn't see it.
Yeah, we was both just being, yes, just very freaking toxic. We went through a lot together, so we was just like, like toxic as hell together.
Trauma bonded.
Literally trauma bonded, just psychotic together. But, you know, now that I've grown up and I've realized that, like, I just don't care to have toxic people around me. When I think of toxic stuff, I think of literally poison. Like, if I'm thinking, if I see something that says toxic, if I touch it, bitch, I'm going to think I'm going to turn into dust. Or, like, I'm going to think I'm going to literally melt like a witch. So, like, back in the day, like, bitch, I was one of the toxic people, so obviously.
Okay,
like,
at least you can admit that.
You know, but now, like, I don't even care for it. Like, baby, I will burn the bridge so fast and literally bury the evidence. Like, no, I just do not care to be around near.
No, I keep the matches in hand. Matches and gasoline. No, I feel like I have had some toxic tendencies, but, like, I've dealt with some toxic-ass motherfucking people. Like, this girl.
It's always that one girl.
It's always this one girl. We were friends for a long time, and I feel like I put up with her stuff for so long because she was the closest friend to me, like, proximity-wise, like, within
you're speaking my language.
Within a X-mile radius, and, you know, when I was grounded, my
it's
mom...
It's like, it's just y'all two, huh? Nobody
yeah,
else.
It was me and her against the world, but she was a fucking brat.
And I don't want to say that. It's like, I stuck around because it was just us two, and it's like, I don't want to be alone, but it's like, girl, so it's like...
No, this girl was bad. She literally ruined a vacation. She literally actually fucking ruined a vacation, like...
I've been trying to overlook the toxic stuff when it's, like, bad, and it's just us
me too,
two.
And I try to forgive. I'm gonna believe. I'm gonna give you some changes. I'm gonna think people change.
I'm gonna spare you for a long time, too.
No, I just
for
can't.
A very long time.
No, I don't know how long. I did spare that girl for a long time. No, but my final straw was that trip. We literally went to Vegas to go see Lady Gaga. Period. And
money.
We were there, you know, my grandma was taking us. She was honestly, like, paying for our food. I believe she paid for the hotel room, and this girl was being a fucking brat. We were going shopping before the concert, and, you know, there's, like, one of a for I mean, us being from Texas, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, like, one of a kind shopping experiences in Las Vegas. So I was going in the Off-White store, and I guess it was the same day of the concert, and I guess we were running a little behind schedule, but it's the fucking Off-White store, bitch. So we're going in the Off-White store, and she doesn't even walk in the Off-White store, and she, like, slams her body against...
She doesn't even go inside?
No, she doesn't go in. There's a like, granite, like, pillar, big, tall, giant piece of granite stone outside, and she slams her back against it, crosses her arms, and, like, slides down to the floor to sit on her butt, like, literally pouting. Mind you, we're, like, 19 years old. We're literally 19 years old.
The fact she didn't even go inside the Off-White store.
She didn't. Little stupid white girl didn't care. Anyways, like, we were, yeah, so she did that, and then I'm like, girl, like, I don't even know what's going on. She's like, what is the issue? And she's doing that weird shit. Like, she's walking behind me when we're shopping. Like, she's not... It's only me and her shopping. It's me and her. She's walking behind me. She's not walking next to me. She's not talking to me. She's like...
Bitch, it's like you there by yourself.
So, yeah. So, she did that. And I was like, what the fuck is your problem? She's like, well, I want to go shopping too. And da-da-da-da. I was like, okay, girl. Where do you want to go? Why does bitch say Forever 21?
Who's But who's paying for stuff?
We're going at the motherfucking Off-White store, and you're pitching a fit because you want to go to Forever 21. Anyway, she has a whole attitude while we're shopping. We get in the cab, and she says something, and I can't remember what it was, but I just remember, like, snapping. I literally was like, you're a fucking cunt. You're being a fucking bitch. She was calling her mom trying to get her. We left in less than 24 hours. She was calling her mom trying to get her to buy her a flight back home. It would have been a $900 ticket.
I was just about to say, getting a flight the day of.
It would have been a $900
that's
ticket.
That's probably why she didn't care about going in that Off-White store. She's probably like.
She was already fed up. I feel like she already had her mind made up. But we literally. Okay, so we got through the concert. There was more shit that happened. Or we didn't go to the concert. It got canceled. But whatever. We get the flight back home. We're still beefing on the plane. We haven't spoken a word, I think, since the night before. When we get off the plane, I shit you not, we get off the plane, we exit the gate, and her mom is at a gate waiting to pick her up, and me and my grandma are obviously going to go to our car where we park, and we go, and we exit the gate, and we look
no
at each
bye,
other.
No bye, no nothing?
We said, I just looked at her, and I can't remember if I waved or I said bye. It was literally like one word or one motion, and we go separate ways. I think I texted her the next day. We were supposed to go tour a college. I was like, fuck you, I'm not doing that. And, yeah.
Never talked to her ever again?
Literally never spoke to her ever again. We were friends from preschool to the end of high school. We were 19. We were out of high school.
Listen, seniority, it's not the biggest
thing. It was
thing
seniority
for me,
and it was proximity that she had in her
and
back
if you
pocket.
Can't, listen, if we've been friends that long and you can't even.
She can put her shit aside. She cried at my birthday parties because I was friends with my other friends. She didn't like being around my friends. She snapped at them. I can never have other friends. Like, it was so weird. She was very territorial. And then she had other friends, but I was always in trouble.
Okay, now I've had a territorial friend and. That's a toxic person.
That's toxic
too.
As fuck. I never even thought about territorial.
So, when you're territorial toxic. And you get mad and you don't like when your friend is friends with other people or you don't like seeing your friend branch off and just not be with
that's
you.
That's like controlling.
That's very controlling. That's very toxic.
You don't need to do that as a friend.
You're
you
not, don't.
You
We're not in
not
a relationship.
My, you're
you
not
don't
eating my
own
new
me. It just never came.
You're
that.
Not paying my bills.
And that is something that I was somewhat going through. It wasn't like no crazy ass, like, how do you like, no, it wasn't anything like that. But it would give like, you know, when it's being brought up and it's like, oh, that's cute that you were. Okay, listen.
And somehow it's never their fault. Ever. Listen. It was never her fault. She could never get it. But that's whatever. That's literally in the past. But yeah, we split ways
it
at the
is
airport.
In the past.
But I thank her. And I acknowledge the good times that we had in
yes,
that long 100%. Ass friendship. Because I feel like without her, I would not be the person that I am today. Without her and her family. It was honestly, I feel like we started re-hanging out at such a perfect time. We started hanging out in the summer of like fourth grade. And her mom was going through a divorce. And she decided that she wanted to be a lesbian. Oh. So we were just dancing and frolicking, going on these vacations with her and her lesbian mom and going everywhere. It was literally so much fun.
Well, period. I love like, to hear that y'all was even going on vacations, going to go see Lady Gaga, all this crazy
we
stuff.
Went to, no, baby. We went to go see...
I didn't even go
we
to
went to go see Lady Gaga twice.
Friend.
We saw One Direction, front row tickets. See. Like, we did everything
now,
together.
That's an experience. See, you experienced
no, yeah, but she ruined everything. We could have been... we could have been continued having experience, girl. But you wanted to pitch a fit in Vegas because of...
Listen, I hope you've grown, whatever your name
I hope
is.
I hope she's grown.
I'm sure you have. I'm manifesting it for you, Bookie Bat.
I hope so.
Mm. But yeah, no, I don't care for toxic friends.
I don't care for toxic friends. I don't care for
territorial
people. Friends. It's just like, literally, like, if you have your insecurities and you're going to project them within a friendship, while a friendship isn't... very important. Like, I just feel like, you know, that's supposed to be joyous.
A friendship is, that's someone like you're going through life with. You only get one life. Like,
no,
it's,
yeah.
It's a lot like spending a lot of your time with.
I can't believe I literally had the story from high school. Oh my freaking God. This story, these people, these toxic friends, these literally fucking haters.
No, yes. I'm thinking about all the toxic friends.
Okay,
that...
wait. We're going to tell one more story and then we'll move to the next topic. Is that okay? Uh-huh. Okay. These people, my username used to be filth, FIILTH _, if you give a fuck. used to be my username. So I was friends with about five people. We were all in a group. And... literally because of this falling out is the reason why I knew that my best friend Kylie was my friend back then. Like, that literally, like, really, like, let me know that she had my back. Anyways, like I said, my username was Filth. And it was myself and five other people, so it made six people. And one day, they literally all decided to fucking hate me, literally out of nowhere. And they all changed their usernames to, I'm going to use your name, for example, so I don't air them out, Filthy Nas. And there was, like, all of them. So it was, like, Filthy Nas, Filthy Hunter, Filthy Coco, Filthy, you know. And it, all of them changed. They came to school the next day wearing shirts that all said, so filthy.
Wait, okay, if you have to go to the link to do all this, baby, you don't hate me.
You're, like, a you fan. Don't. But they did all this. They, like, and then all this to, like, kick me out of the friend group, Twitter fingers. Bad tweet about me, try to expose me, do all this stuff, and then just for them to invite me to the prom beach house. It was honestly so fucking stupid. Like, it was like literally, but like when you're going through that in high school, that's like the end of the world.
No, that definitely is.
That's like
when you lose a friend in high school, baby, that's definitely the end of the world. I'm not gonna lie, when you lose a friend in a real world, like depending on how close y'all were.
But
like,
my friend Kylie, she was also a part of us, or part of our group, and she was the only one that didn't do it. She was my friend. She didn't change her name to Filthy. She, when we
she
were
was
there,
still, she was just still
she
Kylie.
She was just Kylie. She wasn't filthy.
She wasn't filthy. She was clean.
Squeaky clean, my Kylie baby. Clean. I love you, Kylie baby. I love you so much.
No, you squeaky clean. Had that friend. But that's why I'm saying friends are very important. The fact that you had her to go through that weird ass, like,
through
little
that
bully,
and she
like,
was the one to tell me, like, that's weird as fuck. That's weird as fuck. They're being weird. I'm she sure would still sit with me at lunch. And that's weird. Like, it went from everybody sitting with us at lunch to me and Kylie, which I loved it. You know, I love Kylie. And that is not a bad thing because it only made us grow closer, but like it was just so weird. It was so weird for all of them to be like, oh, we're sorry, like it was just
no
so...
But you're not sorry.
But once again, proximity, high school, you know what I mean. What was your one that you remember?
What from school about
from
what?
Your toxic friendship? Are you good?
No, I don't want to make the whole episode about one person. Okay. All right. We can honestly just jump over to our next subject.
It is our last topic about friendships before we hop into our weekly segment. I think it's appropriate to end on this one.
Yeah.
It's the end of something, so...
Yeah. You coming to the end. It doesn't always have to be the end.
But this next topic is... friend breakups.
Yes.
Arguably just as hard as real life, like love interest breakups.
100, depending on how close you are, baby. A friend. Listen, I had a friend breakup that had me sliding down a wall and not eating for a week. Them things is hard.
Be my friend.
Hey, them things are really hard.
Friend.
Like, when you really, really like. Friend. Like I said, like when it's really just you and that one person, and then out of nowhere. Y'all, like, end up having a friend breakup. Like, that thing is hard because it's like, dang, that was your only friend. And even though, like, that person was, like, a crazy person and you, like... And in that moment, you're like, no, like, I can't deal with this no more. Like,
bye.
You have to go. Bridge burn. Then when you gone...
For some weird, odd reason,
it's like, dang, like, I miss my friend. But it's... In my head, back in the day, I think it was because you was, in my head, my only friend.
I feel like my most recent friend breakup is definitely hitting me a lot different than the, like, previous
regular
ones. I'm not going to say, like, regular shitty ones. I think if we break up, it's shitty anyways. But I will say I'm normally the breaker-upper. Like, I feel like I've reached my breaking point. I'm like, I don't want to do this no
more. Don't you buy.
So, no, yeah, it like, no, this time it was still me. But, like, and I'm not saying I regret it because, like... I'm not prideful, like, I don't regret nothing, but it definitely has me think because me and this person, like, we're really close, we live together, so it's, like, it's a different, like, friendship, and, I mean, it was a different type of friendship, like, I feel like we grew really close, but I feel like my boundaries were just crossed, and it's not even any, like, beef or disrespect,
never.
It's just, like, this
it
is
never
what,
is.
I'm setting this for myself, and if, I feel like if I continually... put myself in a situation to feel the same type of way, then I'm crazy. And I'm not in the business of making me feel like I'm crazy. Like, I'm trying to do the opposite. I'm trying to convince myself I'm not crazy. So, it's like, I mean, this one hit different, I guess, because it was so recent. But It is what it is. Like, people grow apart, and I feel like it's for the growth of everybody, and it's never the end forever.
You listen, and you have to say that too, because some friend breakups are genuinely because sometimes it's just best for the friendship. Like, sometimes it's like, bitch, like, it's too much. It might start to get toxic. It might just need to come to an end. And sometimes you genuinely just do grow apart, and it, like, you meet other people, and it's like, y'all just aren't
you as... You have different interests.
You know, like, you just not like, in my inner circle. When I think of an inner circle, I think of somebody who I'm talking to every single day, every other day. Sometimes you're just not like that, like it used to be, and that's like, okay.
You do have those friends.
I still love you, though.
No, yes, but you do have those friends where, like, you don't have to talk every day. Like, exactly. I also enjoy friends like that. But that's still my...
But I feel like, I'm going through something where I'm not talking. I'm growing. I'm growing in different ways. And when I'm not talking to someone, then I'm made out to be
I'm a bitch.
Oh, you're not talking to me. You don't love me. You don't want to be my friend anymore. No, it's not that at all.
Bitch, I'm busy. I have a life.
It's that I have a life, that I'm growing, and that. Honestly, I don't want to make it sound like this, but some people grow closer and some people grow apart. I promise you, if we were growing closer, that would be clear. That would be clear as day.
You would know.
You would know. Like, if you see that I'm going through life and you see, like, I don't have time to call you, pick up the phone, I'm texting, sorry, girl, I'm busy, da da da. Clearly, like, oh, well, she's got life going on. Like, she's...
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I love you any less.
It doesn't. It does not mean I love you any less. But if you keep on making it something, not saying I'm going to love you any less, but I promise you,
it just makes it harder to love you. It makes it harder because you already think I don't love you, so why would I love you? But no, I think that, like, I don't know. I've gone through plenty of friend breakups. I think the most entertaining one was the airport, for sure, 110%. That's, like, cinematic, like, Lifetime movie.
No, yeah, bye. No, literally. Never seeing you
never
again.
Never see. I did look at her on Facebook.
I'm not gonna lie.
I looked her up. I made sure. And I'm not going to say nothing too much. But if you're watching the video, girl, it's not good. And I only get hotter, so... It's really sad because nobody ever stood a chance.
It's so crazy because all the people, I don't want to, like, nobody steer off track, but literally all the people who literally used to call me Chief Keith and literally used to, you know who you are. That's all I'm going to say. The people who literally, I don't want to say bully because, like, you can never freaking bully me.
A friend,
but, like, I definitely wasn't sticking up for myself like I should have been. But all the people who used to talk smack about me and literally pick on me, it's not looking good at all.
Never for you.
The babies, the weight gain, like.
I might get canceled for this.
And wait. Because I'm not saying, no, like, babies is terrible or nothing. Like, no, do what you do, but...
One of my bullies died. And I tweeted about it.
Oh, my God! Why are we laughing? Wait, how did they die?
I feel like that's what'll get me canceled.
What? How did they die?
I don't want to get in trouble.
You won't get in trouble. They're not here. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to say this too, and I don't want to continue to steer off track. When I see somebody post, like, you know, long live you, you were too young, I will spend 3 freaking hours trying to figure out the cause of death. I will go to your obituary, see how many siblings you have, your mama's maiden name, just to try and figure out what happened to you. What happened to your young, beautiful soul?
No, beautiful soul, but, nothing. He had a brain tumor or something. Cancer? I don't mean to laugh. I don't know what it was, but he was a fuck ass bitch and made my life fucking hell every day. And I'm not saying he deserved it. Definitely not saying he deserved it. But I do know that that piss soaked razor blade slide on the way down to hell felt so good.
Oh my goodness.
Canceled. Okay. No, but that is so mean. Why would you make my life living hell? I was already growing up doing with my own shit, being gay and, like, and you just wanted to make it hell. And it was like some movie shit, like pushed against.
How old were they when they died?
Pushed against the locker type.
Like, it was
shit.
Recent, or it was like when y'all were teenagers?
I would say like anywhere from 17 to 18.
Good God.
Ugh. But it was doing meth.
Well, what? You know what? Let's just go ahead.
Anyway.
RIP, don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs. You know, friend breakups are hard. Yeah. We got off a little off track, but
that's okay. That's okay. We're going to reel it back in and jump into our segments, y'all.
Yes, Naz, I know you're excited about this one. So, segments. Get into the segments.
All right, we got two segments for you guys.
Naz, I'll let you introduce the first one.
I'm going to start off with the first segment. And it's going to be what's on your screen.
What's on it, bitch? What kind of movies and what shows are you watching? What YouTube?
I feel like y'all gonna probably already guess what I watched because everybody's freaking watching it right now.
What is that?
The new season of Kiki Palmer movie.
Just one of them days.
No, it really is.
And I gotta be all alone.
And it's crazy that is what was on my screen this week because that was literally a friendship movie. It was a friendship movie. It revolved around friendship. They had a fat ass, big ass argument in the end. You're a low life. You're never gonna make it in life.
Oh, spoiler alert!
Ended up making up the same day.
Okay.
Granted, it was a movie, so we're not gonna like.
I think it was cute.
You know?
Did you like? What would you rate the overall movie?
It was 100% a 10 out of 10. I really hate how y'all was hating on SZA and y'all said that her acting was not good. I feel like for her first movie role, it was beautiful. Y'all don't always, like, keep your negative comments to yourself.
What are you about to say?
But.
Oh, okay. But.
I hate for it being her first movie role that they had to give her a hoe role. Why was she dick whipped? Why was she, I don't want to say she was uneducated, but why would you give a nigga who not your nigga your rent money? And then he took it and spent it on a clothing line called Coochie. I don't want to spoil it.
But
I mean,
you
like,
did. I mean, that's just a part, I guess. I haven't seen it.
It should already be out on like regular
streaming services.
Get with the program.
Stream good old days or whatever it's called. Lost. One of them days.
Nah, but just kidding. Yes. Why would you like her? Her character was literally dumb as fuck. It was like the white bitch off Scary Movie. Like, she was just stupid as fuck. Then she kept on texting him. She was like, you know who? Like, she just would not let the freaking man go.
Oh, my God.
She would not let the freaking man go. She dang near cost him their freaking place. But in the end, like, it all came together. And it ended beautifully. And the movie was very, very good. And she played the role that she was given very beautifully. And if y'all were given that role, y'all would not have done better than her.
But you weren't
so
given that role.
Shut up.
Because you're not SZA.
Who? Me?
Who? You said if they weren't given the role.
Oh, them?
Yeah, them.
Oh, y'all.
Yeah.
Because if I was given that role... Because I can't
I'm not playing
act
a dick whipped ass.
If
I can't
any producer
act. Yeah,
comes across this video.
No.
Okay.
I'm not an actor. What has
Romeo,
been on my screen?
Romeo.
What has been on my screen?
Oh, where art thou, Romeo?
Okay. All right. Thank you. Really, Shakespeare.
Okay. What is on your screen?
I didn't necessarily watch it this week. I'm Maury? More of a YouTube...
Oh.
I do love Maury. I've
like,
literally
this bitch
been watching
watches
Maury
every day.
Maury, Dr. Phil, Bar Rescue.
If your parents was on Maury, hit me up.
I want to know. If your parents were on Maury, I want to know what life was like now. But I did watch Maury this week. No, but what has been stuck in my brain literally ever since I watched it was The Substance.
Okay, The Substance.
Yes, what's been stuck in my brain is This Substance. Oh my God, Demi Moore literally ate that shit the fuck
I
up.
Love you.
Demi
I'm scared
because
I couldn't tell if that was your body or not, girl. But
don't do my girl like that.
No, I love you. I love you for real. But like, what I'm saying.
That was not her body.
What I'm saying.
She did not pay for her body like that.
What I'm saying is like the graphics and like just the whole everything of the movie
of
was just. Like,
insanity.
It was immaculate. It was fucking scary, but it was immaculate.
Margaret Qualley, whatever her name is, I don't know how to say her last name, but
is
Margaret.
Is that the sexy girl?
Sue.
Listen, yes. I couldn't take you serious because you wasn't made and you was homeless, and seeing you go from that and then going from I've this whore was crazy. But the role was just like fucking perfect for you. Like, your body is fucking the bod. If you come across this video, I love you, baby.
I don't know if they're married or if they're dating. She's married to the guy that writes.
Married? She's married?
Or dating. I don't know. She's married to the guy that writes music for Taylor Swift, Lorde, Lana Del Rey. Writes
music for Taylor Swift.
And Lorde.
Let's just go ahead and hurdle over
and
that.
And Lana Del Rey.
Let's go ahead and
Jack Antonoff. Hurdle Jack over Antonoff, that. I love you. I love you and Margaret together. So, Jack Antonoff, don't listen to
Don't let me find Nausea. Out you don't write your own music.
Girl, they all got a co-writer, except for JT. That's my bitch.
Don't let me find City out you, Cinderella. Write your own, you don't write your own music.
But yes. Okay, our next little segment and our last for this episode is what is on your feed? Like, what is a social media post on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, wherever, TikTok, that has got you thinking and that has stayed in your mind?
Asian doll, stop posting that little ass motherfucking bump. Go motherfucking take a poop and call it a day. That's all I'm going to say. And why is you pregnant trying to go to jail for murder?
Who's trying to murder?
Cash doll. And don't said one comment in one interview, Bookie Butt, and you over here doing all this extra stuff, and Cubiana
doing all that. You're not even shit. A factor. No, he don't fuck with you.
You're not even a factor. You know how much, like, you know how long I had pussy. To. I didn't even go look. But if you know how long it would take me, you to know, even
I did tune
you?
Into that. I did tune into that because I just wanted to see the little diss song that they put out. And that video was giving like shot in like no type of professional setting.
The chorus, I'll give you that.
The little fake skull. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not even trying to be a hater on the dolls, but like, girl, like, y'all put that shit together too quick. It was not.
No, and my thing is, you can have doll it was in giving your name. I never cared recording. About that. But you making it seem like you're the doll or you're the only doll, or she's saying that Cash Doll made it seem like that. She never made it seem like that, but she is the OG, so give her her fucking flowers.
Like, don't argue.
Like, that being on my feed, don't really argue with Louis Vuitton baby showers. Why every time I'm going on my feed, you're saying something else? You're mad, you're mad, you're mad, and you keep on coming for this woman
because she's a girl. What,
and then you're pregnant. I'll be damned if I'm pregnant and I'm on social media with crazy, crazy Twitter fingers going crazy. I'm not doing that. I'm focused on my baby. I'm focused on my health and my on peace, my baby. Health. Protect your peace at
and
all costs.
And my man.
Protect your peace
and your at baby all peace at all costs. Don't be like Krishan.
Don't be.
That's don't. Crazy. Oh my god.
I haven't heard about her in a long time, and let's keep it that way. No, they said her baby was
blind.
Probably. Don't listen. And while we're on that topic, don't drink and smoke while you're pregnant.
Next. Don't just do nice stuff.
Yeah.
Like.
Do godly things. Like, if God didn't supply it, acid. Bitch, don't buy it.
Oh, don't do acid.
Anyways.
No acid.
What was on your feed?
On my feed, bitch, I got plaques on plex, like Soulja Boy T. It has been
listen, baby.
Bad Baby versus Alabama, but...
You did that, but one thing I will say is that, baby, you nasty, your money dirty will bitch. Never ever touch Barker money. I'm sorry.
Don't do all that.
I'm not.
You that. Dumb, dirty hoe. I wouldn't even tell you what color socks I got on.
Oh.
The Travis Barker lookalike in the video is crazy.
Now listen, the music the video, line is the lyrics. You ate everything the fuck up, from cancer to going through what you're going through with your baby daddy. Everything just to drop that motherfucking hit. Bitch.
No, it was so good. I literally
you
loved
did
it.
That.
And I did have to give, just because I listened to Bad Babies first, because duh.
No, but I heard a snippet of Alabama.
And I did have to go listen to Alabama's, and I wish I hadn't. I think
your
like,
baby daddy and your best friend is fucking up.
He's still in my DMs. Like, girl.
So you want to get it on. Aren't you 19? Travis!
I'm 19 and has a team. Oh, that's none of my business, but...
Treviante! you need to come get her.
No.
But, no, like I already said, the Barker money, ain't touching baby money, but then again, You got with the track, baby. You got with the track. Barker, you got with the money. And just take y'all dubs and going about a child. Yeah. Stop beefing with somebody who was stealing police cars at 12.
Barker, you won the battle, but Miss Baby won the war.
She did.
Like, just leave her alone. You really don't want that outside. And I don't even know. I haven't even
known. No, but did you peep her in the song saying, if I catch you... Hold on, because I really try. I don't want to like say it without. But
she was like whisper yelling.
She really was the whole time because she's really trying to sound. And I hate that for her. But she's talking. You better up. You don't catch me. Like
what,
like, girl?
I just don't. If I'm not gonna handle it myself, I'm never gonna tell somebody not to catch me outside. If I tell you not to catch me outside, it's because I'm gonna handle you.
That
now, if I just say let's just move about this, it's because I got a security team. Listen, because I'm scared.
Take the clout that y'all gained and go on about y'all day. Stop smoking motherfucking vapes. That's all we learned. Alabama, you overdosed on vapes. Baby, you supposedly have cancer because of vapes. All I know in this situation is stop smoking vapes.
Next. Stop smoking vapes. Another thing that has been on my screen, two more things. JT, Doechii, and AI closing the D Squared fashion show this week.
Iconic.
And I believe Milan.
Country.
It was beautiful. It was absolutely gorgeous, but they did not rehearse.
There was no rehearsal whatsoever, and I can tell the whole going out for each other's hands and not being executed.
Doechii slipped excellently.
You picked it up very quickly. And the reason I don't even care about that is because the fact that you ran as fast and as hard as you did in the beginning.
And them shoes!
That you know what you're doing.
With that Naomi Campbell reference.
The shoes, the little ice skating shoes, fucking immaculate, iconic as fuck.
They're called the Kate Moss.
It was hard, so I understand.
No,
but there was no rehearsal, and that can't be happening.
It just looked a little messy.
It can't. We understand y'all are on the go all the time.
You're a Grammy winner,
but we can't be having things like that. This was like the annual.
This was their birthday. This was their 30th birthday.
Come on now, like.
But I think that everyone. I think
even although it had to be last minute.
But even JT was like, Naomi Campbell was holding my hand. I didn't know what the fuck to do. So I mean, I understand the feeling.
I understand.
But like, I think if they had a rehearsal with Naomi Campbell, then the second time she's holding your hand.
Come it wouldn't have been.
And then also just this week, I believe the SAG Awards just passed. So getting to see like Selena Gomez in this beautiful, I believe it was Schiaparelli gown. And
I love you, Selena. That video, it didn't make me not love you any less.
Okay. And who was it? Kiki Palmer and Chanel was absolutely
gorgeous. They pulled that straight about the archive,
and
bitch.
It was Cynthia Erivo and
Alexander McQueen,
Givenchy by Alexander McQueen. It was just beautiful, silver woven, gorgeous, like pussy throbbing.
The fact that we're bringing like things wet. Back from so long ago that haven't even been touched
is not since. Like 1820, but it is from like you know.
It feels like it though. That's as close as we're gonna get.
No, we can go to Smithsonian. They have like dresses or something. I don't know. We need to go to the Met. No, but I feel like that has been really stuck in my brain this week and just like not over it. Like Bama.
Try again.
Asian doll.
Actually, don't.
No, please don't. But if you do, I need Bad Baby to put out a better song.
You better.
And because I'm ready to stream it. But. You guys, I believe that wraps it for our
that
first
definitely
episode.
Does wrap it. Oh my god, to even be able to like just wrap the episode up and just like, oh my god,
I'm excited. We're I'm gonna excited. Come at you with an episode a week. We'll
yes.
have a schedule out. Nas, where can they find you?
They can find me on Instagram at Nas_Dadon, DADON, and on Twitter at Urban Hottie.
No, your Twitter is Bitches Love Nas.
Oh. Well, Y'all can find me on Instagram at Nas_Dadon, Dadon, and on Twitter, bitches love Nas. Do you hear me? Because y'all do.
Okay, period. And you can too. Find me on Instagram, Twitter, and or X at YSL Hunt. That's YSLHUNT. And we have an Instagram called The Crash Out Queens Podcast. All one word. So follow us on there.
Yes. Our next episode, we're going to be coming out with an episode a week, and our next episode is going to be
Broke But Bougie. So we're going to tips and tricks on how we live the life of, not saying I'm broke, but I am bougie.
Listen, we ain't even going to get into all that, because we're going to talk rich. About that next episode.
Okay, yes, we're going to talk about the next episode.
Broke and Bougie, but make sure y'all tune in once a week, and we love y'all always.
Thank you for tuning in, where we talk about everything under the sun.
And crash out about it.
In a creamy way. Because we're crash out queens. Yeah. Anyways, fuck you. Love you. Bye.
Bitch.
Okay, fuck. That was literally like...
That was fucking crazy!
I can't believe the camera literally died the first time.
I know, right?
This is the bomb.